Hallelujah. Yes. The best way, thank you, Miss Ella, the best way to get your faith started or get your faith jump started, if you'll allow me to say it like that, the best way, even if you're going to, you believe God and this, you're going through a test, you're experiencing a pain in your body, go mentor somebody else. Huh? I've done that. I preached and I felt sick as a dog. Before I got through preaching, I was healed as a heel. Listen to this, and we're going home. Like I said, we remember we're picking up. Tell me where. So when I come back next Wednesday night, we're picking up where? Picking up where? Philippians 3:9-12. Amen. That's what we're picking up. Hallelujah. So go ahead and stand up. Hallelujah. Let me remind you again as we pray and leave. I'm thinking it was Genesis 18:14, somewhere in there. The question was asked, is there anything too hard for God? How many of you trust God? Do you really trust Him? Will you turn Him loose? Will you turn God loose in your life this year? We have an offering coming up Sunday. You got your faith out there? You got your angel working? Do you have one? I got mine. Amen. Because something happened. Anyway, I thought I was going to be able to do this. That's why you believe God, and I'm not done, because I've seen God do it so many times. When opportunity comes like this, and we're going home, start recognizing God is presenting you an opportunity to increase you, and stop letting the devil talk you into thinking they're trying to take some money from me. You know, as long as this church has been here, we should be past that, but still we have people, the devil keep trying to mess with your mind. You need to get free of that and know that this never was the teaching or the leading of this ministry to try to take money from people. I don't know if we ever set up any kind of scheme to try to con you out of money. We've already did our best to tell you what the word said and let you give what? Cheerfully and freely, right? So when words come forth, you need to weigh them in the light of the scripture. But when they come forth and you need to hear what is being said, because God is wanting to increase you. He wants you to have it more than you want to get it. And that's why he wants you to gain knowledge of his word, and you'll find out you can do these things effortless. Father, tonight, thank you so much that we have learned to sow. We learn to sow, we learn to give cheerfully. You said we do it grudgingly, and we grumble, it cuts off the flow. But when we give cheerfully, and we give willingly, and you cause our seed to grow, because you multiply it, and then you increase what we sow. And we thank you that this year, this day, homes, peoples that live in home, people that's been waiting for home, people that's been believing, they're going to see and they're going to experience your great blessing. They're going to move in houses they never lived in before. They're going to drive vehicles they never driven. They're going to live a life full of peace that they never had before. They're going to leave strife in the background. And they're going to walk on the enemy because you put him under our feet. And so, Lord, we'll win more souls. We'll tell of your love to more people than we ever told. And I thank you, Lord, we will do it with great joy. And we'll see more miracles of healing, wholeness, demonstration of your power like we never witnessed before. We thank you, Father, that the eyes of the peoples in this congregation tonight will be open to these things. And they'll never treat gathering together like they did it in the past. But they'll be so willing, so eager, they can't wait until the doors is open. And they'll be saying, come on, my sister, come on, my brother, come on, my friend, come on, you must go with me. Because I tell you, there's a place that God is surely there to visit you. And you're to have an encounter with him. So, Father, we thank you that you will set your approval on these gathering as we come together in this year. Thank you for multiplying every seed that's been sown, increasing their righteousness with it, and causing your people to walk in the best while they're on earth as they experience what you have given them. Through Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.